This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the Warriors lost a basketball game last night after Giannis didn't play. So yeah, there's plenty to get into.
Right, the Warriors lost a basketball game and they've played six and they've lost two. And I liked what you said in our show thread about load managing as a fan. You can look at last night and you can have takes and you can have opinions, and I'm hoping that everybody does at 888-957-9570. I looked at it and watched a lot of it again today and thought, Milwaukee had some open threes. They hit them. They had some really difficult threes. They hit them. A former Warrior had a career night, and everyone in a Warrior uniform was mostly mid. So when those things happen, you're going to lose. And, even with that, you got down late fourth quarter. You had a chance, and then they threw up a couple of just not lucky shots, but tough shots and an open three. And next thing you know, you lose. So you get 82 of them. That won't be their 82nd best game. We already know it's not their best game. That game will probably fall in the 50s. If you rank all of their 82 performances, there's going to be worse games than that. And there already have been better games than that. So you just move on.
Yeah. What I said to Guru is what I sort of worked toward what I want to say today about this basketball game. And maybe we meet the NBA where they sit with all of this load management, and we need to do it too. Did this knock people kind of off their spot last night? I was excited about it, and we all have the same thought process, I think, when a star goes out, which is like, oh, cool, we got this. And Steve Kerr has tried to tell us before, I guarantee you he'll say it again today. He hates it when the other star of the other team is out, especially when it's last minute, because you have to sort of like reshuffle your game plan, and then you've got to figure out now, okay, who is this other person that we're guarding? Maybe their game plan kind of changes a little bit. That person's going to come in super motivated. That person is still an NBA player and capable of putting the ball in the basket. Was there a little rub your nose in it that it was a former Warrior draft pick that totally crushed the Warriors last night? Sure, I guess if you want that to be a thing. But Ryan Rollins has been through a bunch of years and a few different teams before we're now realizing, turns out he's a pretty good player. There's a silver lining there. Sometimes I look at that and I go, oh, look, the Warriors were right. They actually saw something in this kid, and they were right. It didn't make it to the point where it's going to happen for the Warriors, but okay. I don't know. I just, for me, the topsy-turvy nature of if you lose a game, we're going to run to let's figure out why and immediately talk about what's wrong with the Warriors if you lose a game. I would much rather look at groups of games and assume that not all of them are going to go your way. It's the NBA. You're going to lose a bunch of these. You're going to lose a bunch of these. And I would like to, at least for me as a fan, I'm going to adopt what Steve Kerr already said. Steve Kerr said our goal every week is to win the week. And they went 2-1 week one, and they're 2-1 so far in week two with one more shot and an opportunity to go 3-1. I accept that. I don't need any NBA team to be perfect, and I don't think such a thing exists. And if it did, gambling would be a lot easier than it is.
Right.
I know that.
Certainly. And, you look at winning the week, even if you push the week 2-2, that's fine. And Steve had said this before, where you win the week, you're going to be a 50-win team. And he's absolutely right. And I just look at, in the small sample of what last night was, you went out to Milwaukee. They didn't have their star. And whether or not the Warriors let down or not, Milwaukee was clearly jacked up. And guys who don't normally get to shoot as much, Ryan Rollins is one, although he's having a great start to this season. But a lot of other guys with no Giannis, you get the ball more, you get in more of a rhythm, you get to shoot more, you play freer, there's a lot less pressure. Those are the things that Steve talked about and will talk about with us today. And, the Warriors, I thought, didn't really have that big response. In the third quarter, the other night against the Clippers, that was the quarter. And then last night against Milwaukee, the third quarter, and especially something to keep an eye on, the Al Horford minutes. The Al Horford minutes are not going great from a plus-minus standpoint. He had a couple of blocks last night. He hit a three, but the second unit is going to be inconsistent, and last night they weren't great.
Yeah, I don't know. I apologize to everybody, but the Warriors lost, and my reaction was shoulder shrug.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I say that knowing that there have been wins when we come in and we're excited, but my excitement based on the start of this season, I think I tried to say this the other night, and Dibs, I don't know if you agree with me, my excitement based on the season so far is not based on any one quarter, any one half, or any one game. I think that that's too much of an up and down ride. So, I hope it doesn't sound like we're in here celebrating the wins and blowing off the losses. I tend to think that I'm more looking at characteristics of the Warriors. Like, right now, their defense is not a completed project. That's clear.
No defense really is.
Yeah,
so.
We said that going into the Clipper game, which is why I was pretty excited that they had the effort that they had in that one. But my excitement about the Warriors right now is based on the puzzle pieces that I see in these games that have been there more often than not, and also projecting where I think that can kind of go next. And I think they're going to win a lot more games than they lose, and that's what it's looked like so far. But I don't think they're a completed product. No team is without weaknesses. The Warriors have some too, but I'm not going to get all out of whack when they lose a basketball game, especially on the road.
Well, if they win a lot of games, and let's just put 52 out there, sure, because that makes a clean even 30 on the back end, you're going to lose 30 games. If you win 52, there are going to be 30 games like last night where you lose, and you lost at Portland, and that was a much worse loss, yeah, because you got run off the floor. It was back-to-back, and yeah, you retired, you traveled, whatever. It was a scheduled loss. And last night, without Giannis, you're thinking, yeah, this is a gettable one.
Totally
Milwaukee
was.
Played better than you, and you lose. So if you're going to lose 30 games, you're going to lose 28 more games. And of those 28, there'll be a small handful of, oh my God, they blew it. There'll be a small handful of, they played great and they lost. There'll be a handful of, oh boy, bad schedule spot. There'll be a handful of, man, that team was just better. They're going to lose in so many different ways. And last night for me, there was nothing as a big takeaway like, oh God, that's a problem.
Yeah,
you got beat.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Like, why can't the, what happened? They played like crap.
They played all right.
They didn't play well.
They didn't play terribly, but Milwaukee played better.
Like, that's all, yeah. And I do think Milwaukee deserves some credit.
Absolutely.
They shot the ball really, really well. We watched this in the NBA. Come on. Come on. If the better team won every night, Oklahoma City would go 82-0. They're the best team. That's clear, is it not?
That's
the best team. But, like, the Warriors didn't play well last night. It doesn't mean they're not capable of it. And it does, like, I'm already blowing off this whole, like, I heard a lot of people today go, oh, here, it's the age. Like, oh, gosh, that's just so easy. That's so easy to just kind of throw that out there, that it's the age and that there's fatigue and all of it. No, they played like crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.